Blog Talk Radio.
Love with the prayer, I'm praying, I'm
alright. Cause if you let him run, he'll wanna drive the road. Down, please don't let him drive your car. Come on. Don't let him drive your car.
I got a letter from you. It came through the mail today. It was mailed September 2017, and the mail just got in. Just going to show you how sometimes the mail be late. And she wrote this letter in September. It said, Jackson, Mississippi, September the 26th, 2017. I got the letter, now I'm looking at it. It was so late coming, and the mailman said sometimes the mail be in the post office and they don't move the mail. The mail just be laying there. I'm glad to get that letter for you. And I the letter saying, bitch, I want my health better. I want to be able to work in the name of Jesus. Okay, thank you. I got your letter. It's a little late coming, but God already, when you put it in the mail, it will release then. And Net, when I talk to you, I want to know, let's see where that letter come from. It come from Bentonia, Mississippi, 117 Redbird Lane, Bentonia, Mississippi. I got that letter. I want to know what you put on that letter. What happened to it? Okay. Here's another letter the lady wrote me from Georgia, from Atlanta. Bishop, I'm planning for success in school and I'm looking for a breakthrough in my career. I'm seeding to the ministry, and you said before when I seed it started happening for me. And I did exactly what you said, down in Georgia. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to be from the level. I got a book I want you to try to get. God, the Black Man, and the Truth by Ben Ammon. That's God, the Black Man, and the Truth That's a book you need to read. And it will bring out to him. I'm not going to read it. I might get a few pages from it. And it said all religious spiritual stuff come out of the belly of Africa. Man was the one that created all of this. It was stolen. And our ancestors trying to bring us back into the truth. God, black man, and the truth. The truth is that we were here before anybody. The truth is all the knowledge and wisdom that was stolen belongs to our ancestors. Be sure to get this book. God, the black man, and the truth. And some of you ladies and men need to know the truth. Now, what I'm saying tonight, we talk about our ancestors. Sister, Sister Net, I picked up Des in the spirit world. And Des told me to tell you, and Des, let me see how long she been passed. How long she been in the spirit realm now. She got her wings. She able to fly and move about. I got it wrote down and she came to me when I crossed over. When I cross over, sometimes it don't be clear what they be saying. You have to listen. And they're not be talking directly to me. They be talking to their loved one. And you wonder why that happening. I feel that sometimes you have to pay attention to the spirit realm in order to get what you want. Okay, Des, that's your mother, and she gave me a number for to read. Somebody read the 92 number of Psalms and Psalms 91 and 65 of Psalms. You still seeking your healing, but you didn't do what she said that she said. And I'm talking to you in Ventonia, Mississippi now, as I cross over. Now, as I cross over tonight, get your pencils and papers out. I want to tell you, you're getting ready to experience. You can tell people that when the hurricane is going to come back to back, those that's in Florida are going to have to move inland. Those that are in New Orleans got to go to Baton Rouge. Those that are in Mobile, Alabama, they come to Birmingham. Those on the coast got to move. Those in Texas got to move. Over because the hurricane's going to come back. Going to wipe some islands out. They ain't going to be no more. So this is some of the stuff happening. Right now, we're experiencing fires out in California. After the fires, is coming the mudslides. What's happening in Kentucky, they never seen that kind of devastation. Because the draw of the moon, you put that down. The ancestors said the moon is moving and shaking some things up. So things are working. So now, what's happening to you women? You're going to have a lot of female problems, lots of problems in your stomach regulating with the moon. The monkeypox, let's get it straight, is nothing but men having men. And can't no doctor tell you that you rub up against somebody, you're going to get it. That's got something to do with the internal organs and juices. First, they need to stop lying about these diseases and how to get them. And they lie till the truth come out. For God bring the truth out. I say. Tonight, I see a lot of energy in the spirit world that's going on. And if you don't want to know something from the spirit, I'm not telling you. I'm to the point, if you don't want to know what your ancestors are saying, it's all right with me. Whatever they say, I just keep it and leave it alone. I want to tell you, Brother Wayne, you had already wrote me and told me, you want to know how your grandmother see you. I think she see you as doing a good job, and she see you as taking on those different companies to be a blessing to you, okay? And she don't want you to be worried, Ashay. Now, when I go in the spirit realm, I had with my bill that thank you, kind spirit. I'm releasing a spirit of healing, and there's lots of demonic spirits in the spirit realm. And you got to be able to remove divine healing, breaking curses and hexes, because they will mess you up and keep you all crossed up. And it will keep you where you will not think properly about your life and your lifestyle. Some things you have to let go. Sometimes it's husband, sometimes it's children, sometimes it's family members. You got to let it go because it's not helping you. And the ancestors come to help you, I say. And they come to give you all that was taken from you, 5, 10 generations, going to be restored back to you now. I'm opening up the line right now. If you got something to say, I'm just deal with the last number. I ain't going to even deal with no names tonight. I'm going to deal with your phone number and the prophecy God got for you. You want to ask the question, and I'm going to give you what the ancestors said. I say. It might be good, it might be bad, but I'm feeling somebody being healed in their arm. It's a young lady. It was a doll drawn on you, and this doll was full of pins where you couldn't raise your hand up. But as I see it, your ancestor told to tell you that Abaddon's going to get back to where it come from. When Abaddon gets back, sometimes death falls. The spirit of Metatron fight all evil, and Michael fight all evil. We're going into a new month. The month of August carries a lot of flood, storms, and magic. And you can hear a lion roaring. And all of them, happy birthday to them, having birthdays. Get on your P's and Q's and get ready, because there's a lot of negative energy being put out there. You see the ancestors walking and moving. And you're going to hear about floods. You're going to hear about dams breaking. And you're going to see about buildings. But you now I want you to get ready. In Illinois, in Michigan, Minnesota, sinkholes. Because of what is, you're gonna see sinkholes, your car's gonna drive and you sink in. Because the earth is shifting and you're gonna feel a lot of earthquakes and lots of volcanoes, fire shooting out of the ground because the earth is shifting, is moving around, I say. The ancestors told me to tell you, Francis, that if all is well, what you want to do with that land, Mother Francis, your ancestors said, put the fence up and set up where you can have people come to see and listen, I say. Now, I'm going to go to the phone bank, and if you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone, and you'll get the crossover message, okay? Now, 7589, I see your hand up. Let me see, do you want to ask something? Let me see. If you don't want to ask nothing, I'm going to tell you anyway. 7589, your hand up. Okay. It's some decisions. 7589, you got to make. It got to do with your health, okay? And it got to do with your physical health, and it'll work for you. I want to give you one scripture the Spirit brought to me to give you, and I had the scripture wrote down. What the ancestor said, Psalms 21 and Psalms 8. Now, I want to say to you, you've been involved in the growth what God got for you. And as your ancestors come They don't want it to be no tall. Nothing should be upsetting to you or for you. You should be very clear on some things working for you. I say. With that. Now, you have a question you want to ask 7589? I know what you want to ask. You're saying, is I'm making the right decision? Your ancestors are going to guide you. Psalms 19 and Psalms 29. That's the message that they want to give you. Okay? Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open. I see 81. Take your hands up. Anybody else hands up now? When your hands up, that means that you want to ask the question about this is crossover with ancestors. Now, if you don't want to hear them from the dead folks, don't lift your hand up. Because I'm talking to your ancestors. Whatever they tell me, I'm going to tell you. Okay. And some of you don't really want to know the truth, but you want to stay in denial. Okay.
I'm going to 81 38.
What you want to ask?
Well, whatever you
got to
tell me.
Okay, this is what I want to tell you. There's some things that that you're going through going to be all right.
Right.
And don't worry about it. This is what your ancestors are saying. Oh, happy birthday to all of them got birthdays in this month, okay? And you got many families that's in the spirit world got a birthday this month. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got about three people got birthdays in this month that's in the spirit world?
No. It's
I know Fair.
Yeah, and my mama's
no
too. My mama's the fifth.
And your mother in the spirit world. And she had, talked to her about some things that, you know, you talked to me about. She told me to tell you and tell them what to do. And she's going to walk out of that. They'll walk out of that situation. Thank you, Karen Spirit.
Okay.
And I talked to her. She had a pretty yellow dress on with flowers on it and, big smile on the face. And I think that was like letting them know that she made contact with you. And that's a blessing. Now, for you, Psalm 15 and Psalm 18, that's your personal scripture. There's some things you want to do. All this stuff will be over the end of August, going to September. That stuff going to be turned around. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be reversed, okay?
Okay.
And whoever's been involved, their name going to come out, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what your ancestors said. I say. Thank you, Karen Spirit. I want to say to you, Sister Sherry. Sherry, your mother said, don't you worry about your son and that situation, to Leo. Okay, that's what she's saying, Leo. And Psalms 91 will work for you, and doors will open up. And I see your hands up. And now she said, it's time for you to retire now. It's time for you to go somewhere and sit down. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. She asking about Essie and asking about Carolyn. Say, talk to Essie and Carolyn. I wish you want you to talk to them for something. That'd be a blessing. Now, I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I'm sent out a spirit to take back, I say, all that the devil stole. And a young lady wrote me and said, Bishop, I want to take back all the devil stole from my family. I want to take my health back, my wealth, my success. I want my business to be successful. And I want to be able to be happy in my life. And I don't want to live a lie, I say. Your ancestors saying, all is well. Well, I want to tell you, thank you, kind spirit. Sister Pam, rise, shine, give God the glory, and everything will be all right. Now, with me and you, we're going into August. We want to take back all that the devil has stolen tonight. I'm praying for those that lost life. They're still looking for bodies down in Kansas City, down in Oklahoma, wherever they had, they're looking for bodies. And they found a couple of bodies burnt out in California. And what you see, what happened down in Missouri, what happened down in Kentucky, floods come. But prayer with God changed things. And I'm asking the Lord, take back all that the devil stole, we take it back. All that the devil trying to cross up, we reverse it. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time. To you, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 20, if you got something you want God to say for you, God said quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to take back all that the devil tried to take from you. We want to take it back.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together.
I want you to understand the devil and negative energy have made you where you at, so we've taken back all that have made us sick, crossed us up, power, the anointing, we break and curse and hexes, the ancestor. Pearl told me to tell you, Deborah, you need to go take care of that business and you're going to do 100% better. Some things that you ain't told nobody, but it's going to be brought out for the healing and the fight of your, they've been fighting your family, fighting you personally. This is family fight, but it's going to be turned around. Quit passing everywhere.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this.
Go!
Juanita, I see where you have called your hands up. Juanita, I want to tell you, it's time for you to move to the next level and graduate. And this year be the year for you to make that move. That's for you, Juanita. And I want to say to you, Sarah said everything is going to work out. And also, things are going to work out for you. 3559, I see your hands up. Let me see what you want to ask. 3559, you got a question for the ancestors. That's 3559, you got a question. Somebody told me to tell you from the spirit world, don't worry, it's going to be all over after a while. It's only for a minute. Okay? What's going on, family? It's only for a minute. I say, the young man in the spirit world saying all is well. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to 5350. I got your line up. Anything you want to say?
Thank you, family. Whatever you want to tell me, Bishop.
Huh?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Okay. Number one is something you've been worried about. Your daughter in the spirit world said, don't worry about it. It'll be over in a minute. So they are looking at is already fussing, already going on now. You just step back and leave it alone. The young man in the spirit world, he's thanking you for being all the way with him. He's smiling. And he said, you did a good job. But he said that he didn't know what happened, you know, because he didn't leave, but things happened with that lady that did something that he told me to tell you, that they tried to rob him or stick him up or something. Something was going on. It was a house of ill repute. You know that, don't you? Lots was going on in that house. Okay? He wants you to know that. Thank you, kind spirit. I want you to read Psalm 47 and Psalm 41. Thank you. Now, I say. So things going to work out for what you want to work out anyway. Thank you, kind spirit. As we cross over, I say, yeah, it's time for the decision to make. It's time for people to make up their mind that they're going to grow in the power of the Holy Ghost. When I cross over, I see lots of things happening, and I want you to break the curses and the hexes and move into the next level. And I'm praying all the murder, the killing is going on. There's no star on earth that heaven cannot heal. So them that lost loved ones, there's no star on earth that heaven cannot heal. But I want you to get ready for God to bring some things to you. I'm praying for you, Sister Marilyn. I'm praying for you, Sister Teresa. I'm praying for your breakthrough. And I want to tell you, Sister Pam, you want to know where your daughter is in California. She ain't missing. She went to California with some of her friends. Before the end of this month, she'll be reaching back out for you. Welcome. I want to tell you that demonic spirits try to attack your family, and I want you to let that go. And when you reach out for the spirit and the spirit of Raphael, Michael, and when Michael come and Metatron come, they're going to invoke the spirit, and those people going to get away from you, I say. So that's happening with you. So that's a good thing. All that the devil stole from you tonight, I decree, in the name of the Almighty God, I decree, take back generation of curses, take back sickness, take back cataract, tumors, high blood, low blood. Heal in the mighty name. Somebody right now, receiving a financial blessing. Pay the house note, pay the car note, pay the bills in Jesus' name. Somebody, you got to step up to the plate and say what's on your mind and stop taking the low road and take the high road. More people on Pearl. Bertha said all is well. Now, you can all you want to. You get in that kitchen and do some cooking. Take them pots and pans. I don't care if you cook, whatever, just do something. And it's a blessing coming to you.
Put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're gonna take everything that just the devil stole. the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stuff. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go on and pray. See, some of y'all going to get the stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
This is a brand new month, the month of Raphael. This is the month of the archangels. Call me. Whatever you need, God got it.
Out of all the good things,
don't forget,
He's given to me.
Don't forget, God got something special for you. Father God, bless those that call, that are sick, those that need a breakthrough tonight. I say our ancestors, east, west, north, and south, bring love into the family, stop the killing, save the babies, ban the assault rifles, it's killing so many innocent people. God bless you, that every door close, open up. And I want to say this for you. Get ready for a spiritual breakthrough.
Out of all the good things He's given to me,
I'm praying for you, Lily, for you, Joanne, for you, Lisa, for you. I want to tell you, all of them got birthdays in this month. God bless you. All is well. I just want you to get ready this evening for God to give you something new. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a special way. God will make a door for you. Whatever you need, God will give it to you in a special way. That every door closed will open up. I'm praying for you that you might make it, Joanne. I'm praying for you, Sam. I'm praying for you, Brother Wayne, Brother Calvin. I'm praying for you, Sister Faye Marvin. Wherever you might be, Net, I'm praying for you and your family. James, I'm praying for you. Charles, I'm praying for you. Ann, I'm praying for you. Gail, I'm praying for you. The Lord, I'm praying for you. I want to let you know, Regina, I'm praying for you tonight. This month is a month of opening doors. This is the month the spirits are all is well. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Tonya Scott, I'm praying for you. Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas, I'm praying for you and your family. God is bringing a breakthrough. So get ready for the breakthrough. I'm there's Andrew in the spirit realm. For me. Yes, I do. Sit down there. I'm so thankful tonight. I'm thankful for you, Rose. Lisa, I'm thankful for you. God got you. But I want to tell you, Joe, you got to make some decisions that you're going to straighten up. And some things got to take place. Trina, I'm praying for you. Marvin, for you. Hebrew 4 and 12. Psalms 91 and 10. Pearl, God bless you. I don't know why, Gail, I'm praying for you tonight. Dorothy, for you. Bright Star, for you. I'm praying for you, Portia. Sometimes prayer changes things at all times. James, I'm praying for you. Leon, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know Dwight is going to be all right. David, I'm praying for you tonight. The Cook family, the William family. Somebody said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And all that way, you acknowledge God, he will direct your path tonight. Sister Janice, I'm praying for you and family. God has been so good. I want to claim your healing through ancestors. I say. Marvin, for you. Anthony, for you. I want to tell you, Sarah, for you tonight. Tudor, for you. George, for you tonight. Akin is for you. Arena is for you. Lord, do it for me. And he can do it for you right now. Those that's going through something, I'm praying for you, Larry. Dr. Christian, Jeff, family, I'm praying for a breakthrough. You've been through so much. You've been through so much. Your family's been through. and been so much of pain. But I want to reverse that pain tonight to them that sent it. I want to send it back in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Call me 5 days a week. We're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 10. Healing, deliverance, Bible class on Wednesday, divine word on Thursday. Jesus is the light of the world. Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Prophet Johnson said, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Bishop Ross said, let go and let God. Lem Cosby said, it makes no difference what you think about me. But it's thinking words that when I think about you, I can't let your jealousy in. Nothing separates me from the love of God. Bishop Frank Cook said, reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall on your fall and you might land on a high, on a star. You're still on a high ground. You got to make up your mind tonight that God is walking and talking with you. I move that alcohol spirit, that drug spirit, that spirit of suicide, I curse it, leave it. Jesus is the light of the world. No man can come in but by the name of Jesus. Let me say it again. Jesus is the light of the world. Call on him. He'll come to you and your market. I'm praying for you. I just tell you, Chelsea, I'm praying for you tonight, going through something. Mother Rose, I'm praying for you tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that healer, that heaven cannot heal. Jesus sisters, God bless y'all in the spirit realm. And his hands in the spirit realm. Apple Patina Walker in the spirit realm. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Ralph Abernathy, T.T. Business, A.I. Dunlap, those that marked open houses in Marquette Park. We'll be going to Marquette Park. Thank you, Janice, for putting that together. Reverend Al Sampson, David Coleman, Marvin Alexander, J.L. Cox, Prophet Sharon Lane, Prophet Rosa Cook, Prophet Dorothy, Marcus, Prophet King. Prophet James. I want you to claim your healing this month. Claim that breakthrough. God is my everything. God is my everything. And you got to get ready to set Bishop, God is my everything. You won't let nobody take it from you. It's my everything. I'm going to work with it.
That's it. We're going to have good old church. Can I hear the good time? The good time, please. Come on. A little baby.
God is God. Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday. God, that was with me on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.